Welcome to everyone. If there is anything from the last, any kind of to be shared, so please feel welcome. In the book. Yes, please.
Could you talk about trust and questioning? You talked about the devoted friends.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know how do you know which to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I can repeat, yes. So see, it's like, you know, I think other day, like when I was reading, there was like this devotee friend, like, you know, kind of like how, and she's asking me how to do that kind of thing. Like when to trust and when to question. And I think just to question, as long as you don't understand. And trust only when you understand. Yeah. Kind of like you know, I actually, you know, teaching is like a conceiving, you know, like, you know, actually, if teaching can be translated anyway, that will be like conceiving, you know. There is no other way to translate teaching other than this. Like, other than this, teaching will be a concept. Like, you know, like it's, you will also be very happy to go with some concept, like, you know, I can do that very easily, kind of, you know, and make all of you happy, but that is not my job, you know. Like, my job is to make you unhappy and conceive, like something conceive and slowly give birth to, kind of, you know. So, like, I really understand, like, also I understand that, I also understand this, and I feel that this is more fruitful, like to really this way. Probably kind of like many people write to me notes, there is not teaching in this kind of. I understand there is no teaching here, because it's, we really don't want to sell concepts, like, you know, like, and I think that is very easy to do, to sell concepts, you know. It's like, I think, you know, it's, world is full of them. So, like, there are so many other places, so why I should do that, kind of. Like, I question myself, and I say, why I should do that, if I can do this conceiving way. And I understand difficulties of people who really come for concepts, and because it's certainly, like, you know, you feel nothing here, you know. certainly, like I really know that. But I also really know that if you have spent 7 days, like there will be like some kind of, you know, some kind of bubbling within, you know, like something else has taken over, you know, like very slowly, very gently, and certainly it takes time. It's not like a teaching, I think, is not 1 week job, you know. It's kind of like, I think, lifetime's job. So, and, you know, like, probably to really understand teaching in that way and really to give time that way. And another thing is, like, I think, another problem, like, I understand my problems, like, the problems, kind of.
No. Your problem's your problem?
Yeah, it's not my problem, but, like, the problem, kind of, like, I really understand them. Another problem is, like, because it's very easy to connect people with the suffering. And it's very difficult to connect people with the happiness, with the love. Like, I understand that is very difficult. And why I don't want to do this? Because, like, in the world, like, when we really watch in the world, actually, probably we are feeding unhappiness 98% food. Like, in the world behaving, 98% food goes to unhappiness, and only 2% to love, to happiness. And certainly, 2% means like being fed by the spoon, kind of, you know. Like, you know, like 2% food means you will have maybe quarter spoon, and it's really difficult to taste like that, you know. Like, if you have only quarter spoon, I understand that will be difficult to know that what is the taste of that food. And it will be very easy to serve unhappiness, and you will really taste it, you know. Kind of, you know, because it's like 98%, and I know that. But I really don't want to do that somehow, you know. Like, it's not probably, I think, my way. You know, or it could be also, like, because somehow when I felt this way, I really felt that I will be competing with Buddha, you know. Kind of, you know, really big guy, you know, kind of. And, you know, I will be like an ant, and probably he will be like an elephant. And really, kind of like we kind of met together. And somehow, I said, you know, I'm not going to be defeated, because I'm not going to accept defeat. So you cannot defeat me. So, like, somehow he smiled at me, and kind of like, you know, like I saw myself as an ant and him as elephant. And of course, like, somehow he smiled and whispered in my ears that I'm going to give you pass. So suddenly, like, you know, I think he's giving me pass, kind of, you know. Like, I see that I'm an ant. I see him that way. But good thing is that he gave me pass. Kind of like he allows me to do what I want to do. So I think with his permission, I am doing what I am doing, you know. So I think, you know, this is like little clarification around the teaching. Yes, please. Yeah, because like the thing is, like, because Buddha taught unhappiness, you know, life is suffering, and that has become so big, kind of like, you know, every time, like, any kind of like little thing happens in life, and the whole baggage of unhappiness comes to support, and towards the left side, little thing happen and there is no support, kind of like, you know, in that way, kind of, and I'm competing with him. Because really there is, because of this unconscious, because of, we talk like shadows of human, Like there is like this big shadow of unhappiness, as in like something like a pinch to finger, and big support of unhappiness comes, you know, kind of, and we feel, you know, I'm going to die. It's like only one pin. It comes to kind of, you know, death, like something like that. You know, it's like really big thing has happened. I think it's, you know, I will blame Buddha for that, certainly, you know, because he said life is suffering, you know, certainly, like, it would have helped that time. But now, as soon as, like, somewhere, like, we feel unhappiness, it's really, we get a lot of support of unhappiness, you know, I think because of the teaching, because when somebody like Buddha says life is suffering, we really accept that. Yeah. So.
It's very different.
No, because there is suffering in life, and what I say is they are different.
Yes. Life is suffering means the whole life is suffering.
Uh huh.
But there is suffering in life means there is also happiness in life.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a different thing.
Okay. So different thing, but I understand, like maybe differently. So sorry. But, yeah, like, you know, like what I'm saying, you know, like it's like really something we really have to look, like really we have to, as human, we really have to look that if we want to allow that or not. Like generally, like if we look at our lives, you know, anything like small about unhappiness really takes over. Anything maybe bigger than that about love, they can do anything. Like really, like if we be watchful. So this is what I am pointing, you know. And certainly, like, he is the one person who will not accept my blames, you know. So I can blame him, kind of, like, you know. So this is why I am kind of blaming him. So, yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, this is like a, like with the teaching, you know, this is like very, very, like small things, you know, which has to be taken kind of in consideration. And then only, otherwise, you know, like we will kind of keep on spending time and keep on spending time. So this is why kind of, yeah. Split.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel that trust and questioning are mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can question even when you trust, and
mm-hmm.
you trust even when you question.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, when you trust, how will you question? Like this is the, like, when you really trust, it's very difficult to question. Like this is why Krishna was saying, you know, like friend and devotee. Because like in real trust, there is no questioning. Like you cannot make question, you know. I think language will be very far. In real trust, language doesn't support.
But I thought your point was that you said that Arjuna was a friend.
Yeah. Arjuna was friend, yeah.
Arjuna is a friend and
devotee.
And if he was only a devotee, then there would be total trust and no questioning.
Yeah.
But because he's a friend as well, that allows questioning.
Yeah.
Not the kind of constantly critical mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, like probably the questioning will be that I don't understand, you know. Like the trust is there in your words, and questioning is in my understanding. Like, I trust your words, but I haven't understood it, kind of, you know, that way of questioning. So it's not total trust. Because I haven't understood it. Like I trust as concept, but I don't trust as my knowing, kind of. No? This is like little, different. Any more questions?
I was just wondering if you could talk about hope.
About hope.
About hope, yeah. And what is like a healthy kind of hope, and what's like a kind of hope which is a, just, you know, like a perpetuation of
You know, there are like somewhere, you know, like we really know, and we really don't want to accept that. So hope is a remedy for that. Like, you know, if, say, like something I know, and it's very difficult for me to accept that. So there is like this remedy hope, you know, because I don't have to accept, so I hope. So this is like not healthy hope. And then there is another kind of hope, you know, like you hope that this will happen, you know, like if I give, probably, you know, if I water a plant, you know, give sun, flower will come, kind of, you know, that kind of hope. So that will be like a healthy kind of hope. Like generally, like unhealthy hope is to run away from me, kind of, you know, like generally, because of my hope, I don't want to see me as I am or as the situations are. So that is like unhealthy hope. And healthy hope is like when you are watering and kind of, you know, sun is coming to plant, like that kind of. Any more questions? Okay, so. Yes, please. Do I believe in?
Destination?
Destiny.
Our main things
each, you know,
main things in life are definite.
If main things in our life are definite,
like destiny.
Destiny. Okay. You know, I think, like, it depends on our, like, how we live the life. Like, you know, there is a way of totally accepting life as mechanical, like as mechanism, and then certainly things are destined. Because say, if you are, like if you have, say, automatic car, and there is like fuel and everything, so you know where it will stop. You know, if there is nobody driving the car. But if somebody is driving, you know, like it could see a flower, this person, and stop. Like then you cannot say that it's destined, because there is somebody who's living the life. Like, you know, there is a driver, a life, really living the life. Then it's not destined. And if there is no life living, like only mechanical way, then everything is destined, you know. Far mechanical way, everything is destined. But if you are out of mechanism and life is living life, then nothing is destined. Any moment it can change. So it's not one or the other, it's like both, you know. Certainly, like I think, you know, that's why we are here, you know. Like we are really questioning our mechanical way, and we really want this, let you know, like if, on the way if I can stop and enjoy flowers, on the way if I can, you know, like see a girl and stop my car and, you know, kind of, all those like little things, probably, you know. I think this is why we are here somehow. Like really trying to, yes, please. We have to solve. Like some people say that we came to solve a problem or something like this, or
something like this.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, like there is like this is like the human mind, like which really like which it always thinks that life has a goal, kind of, you know? Life has a goal, and certainly I think, you know, as human mind, you know, it's really good many times. Goal helps for us to continue. But other than this, like as goal helping to continue, I think life has no goal other than this human mind having a goal and acting for that. It's really, really helpful for human mind to have a goal. But life itself has no goal. Life, you know, life itself is just life, you know. It's goal itself, probably. Like if we can say. So somehow, you know, like if I'm thinking as human mind, certainly goal is very, very helpful. But when I'm seeing from the life, I think, you know, goal has no value. Because life itself is a goal. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, so in a wrestling way, into the Gita. Yeah, sometimes I really like to wrestle with him also. But we really always have fun. So also with Buddha, same thing happens. So I think last time, we were reading this. Vit, rag, bhay, krodha, manmaya, mam, upasrita, bahavo, jnana, tapasa, puta, madbhavam, agata. So he was saying that many like he's using word this jnana tapasa. Tapasa means I think people on the path, but it's always called tapas, you know. It's not to avail facilities. Like the path is not to avail facilities. It's really to I think it will be like to conceive teachings and to give birth to. And I think people who have given birth, they really know that it's not easy, you know. It's not that easy as we think, you know. It's like, it seems like, because somehow this happens in a so much loving way that even like face of mother is like glowing, although has gone through, you know, like, you know, if I can, I think, you know, I'm using improper language, but I beg forgiveness, you know, like, although mother has gone through a lot of sick, you know, it's improper language, you know, just forgive me, you know, but like the glow at face, it's certainly not showing that. And this is why we think giving birth is like so easy, kind of. When we look from outside, I think, you know, it seems so easy, but it's really not easy. And this is why Krishna is saying like tapasya, you know, it's like teachings are not easy way, you know. It's really one has to go through a lot of, you know, if you can say any other word other than this seat.
I don't know, you know.
Okay. Somebody, you know, other than seat, you know, which express. Huh? What is? Crepe. Okay, lot of crepe. It's better. So, like, that's why he's saying, like, you know, many, many people who really have gone through this crepe.
Huh?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but at least because I don't know, so I can feel good about it.
But I thought tapas did not have a sense of friction, you know, like heat, like.
Yeah, of course, also friction, because you know, it's like same thing, you know, like really feeling friction, really feeling, you know, mm-hmm. That's how it happened. So saying, many, many people having gone through that and really able to detach from, like, having gone through this friction, through this crepe, however, and really being able to detach from attachment, detach from fear, detach from anger. And another thing he's saying, man maya mam upasrita. Like, this is not going to happen through the faculty of mind. Like this whole tapas thing is not going to happen through faculty of mind. So he's saying, like, really joining me means not mechanical life. Really joining not mechanical life and using not mechanical life to detach from attachment, to detach from anger, to detach from fear. So, yeah, just 1 minute. Like a... But he's trying to say that, like, you know, on the path, somewhere we really have to feel tired of the mind and find another faculty to continue in in the practices. And then only, you know, it's not like a concept. You know, it's not like a that you understand through concept. So that's what he meant, like manmaya mam upasita. Like really relying on me means relying on the life, not the mechanical life. And acting through that. So many people have, I think, you know, I will say, realized through that, you know, that's what he's saying. But really, not using concepts, somewhere getting tired of them. And
what did he say that people have realized through concepts? Not using,
like, you know, like somewhere you really have to allow, like generally, like, you know, somewhere our life is to entertain concepts, you know, like everything, like, you know, like we really go to school to have some more concept, you know, like whole life is full of concepts. So certainly coming to path, also we feel that it is going to work, you know, like if I can have my master's in 16 years, why I will not have my, you know, religious kind of, you know, degree in 2 years or 4 years? Like, why not? But it's, Krishna is saying, like, you know, it's only possible when you don't rely on concepts. You rely on something else. It's really, spirituality is not concept. And only acting through life, passing anger, passing attachment and fear. He's saying, like, certainly many people have come to realize life that way. So, yeah, please.
Well, when you talk about mechanical life, I just want to clarify that a bit.
Yeah.
Do you mean habitual, like the habits?
Yeah, you know, also, like, habit is, like, only one part, you know. It's, like, more mechanical, you know. Like, habit will be more mechanical in mechanical. Kind of, like, habit is, all our life is mechanical.
Yeah, because
of
fear, attachment,
yeah,
and anger. Mm-hmm. When those things come, one reacts in a habitual way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's getting beyond.
Yeah, beyond that, you know. That's what he's saying. Like, yeah. Like, you know, there is already, like, a mechanical life. And habit is more mechanism on unmechanical kind of, you know, like it's like kind of habit is like more mechanism on mechanical already.
It's like a groove.
Yeah, it's like a groove, yeah. You,
but you need to kind of,
yeah,
get out of that,
yeah,
groove and find another way.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah, that's what, you know. Yeah, that's what, you know, like he's really saying that, you know, you make yourself calm, as calm that all this movement cease and only current is blowing, current of life. And from there, seeing the anger, because it's like a, like if you really see from that current, anger is like sand, you know. It doesn't have a standpoint. If you see from there, fear is like sand, you know, it really falls apart, you know, it has no
substance.
Nothing to stick to, because that current is like so slippery, probably, for the anger, for the attachment, for the fear, that cannot be, kind of, you know. So this is why I'm saying, like, really people finding that current of life, you know, not mechanical, what I say, and have been able to surpass, kind of.
It's almost like you have to get out of your own way. You have
certainly. Like, you know, we are the obstacle, you know, actually, like on the path of spirituality, kind of like we are the obstacle. So many times, like they say, like you really have to give yourself another birth. Like in another birth means like really finding that current, you know, generally. Birth. Like this, kind of like it's really like, you know, the way we perceive life without this birth is very different. You know? Like it's within the kind of everything works logically. Like, you know, everything is logical in this life. But in this life, logic doesn't exist, you know. It's like more, you know, which way you can say. You know, probably things have no reason. Like in this logical way, there will be reason for everything. We'll find a reason. And in this non-mechanical way, you know, it's reasonless, like it just is, and only from there all these anger, fear and attachments will be dissolved. Like what he's saying, like people have found this way to find life, to find this other life. And certainly they really are living from where I am speaking, like Krishna, from where Krishna is speaking, like they, you know, this place of wisdom or place of light. They really find it and like live life from there. Yes, please.
Well, I keep thinking about one of the questions of yesterday,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, there are so few people who live, when you look at everybody, the whole world, who live from that way.
Yeah.
So it's extremely difficult to operate in normal society.
Of course.
And I keep still thinking about the anger because, in actual fact, I think, this is my belief,
mm-hmm.
there is some need for some anger because we wouldn't change anything in society.
Mm-hmm.
It's when enough people say, let's go back to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be putting, I live in a very beautiful place,
mm-hmm.
but they're cutting down all these old, old growth trees. And I have a friend who's in her 80s who goes to prison all the time for this because she believes so strongly. If we could all get up and do that, then we would be able to cut the trees. So, but she does. She has a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't always operate.
Operate from.
In a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
But I understand her and I admire her
mm-hmm.
enormously.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost like you put her on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care about going to prison. She's an old lady.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is, in my belief,
mm-hmm.
some need for... I mean, maybe you don't do the shouting. Like, as you say, if we all stood up, many, 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 many. But there's apathy, so much apathy, that it's hard not to be angry.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's
Certainly, no. It's like, you know, like what you are saying, it's good. But like, you know, he's not talking about the person, you know. Like this is like what you are describing. It's like somebody's person. Like person.
Passion.
Passion, yeah. You know, somebody, like we could have, like, I could have my own passion. Somebody could have my own, like, and really then I have to feel angry. I have to kind of, you know.
So being passionate about something.
Yeah, is like a very individual thing, you know. And certainly in individuality, those things are very, like sometimes very, very helpful. But he's talking like, you know, not living through individuality, but through the life. So this is like, you know, a kind of like, he's describing something different, you know, not the person kind of.
I'm just thinking about Jesus is possible one of the people who lived from another place. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He got angry.
Yeah. But, so like, on whom?
He got angry at the church, right?
At
the synagogue for the taking money.
Uh-huh.
He pushed over the tables.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And could it not be love?
And it could be love. And, yeah. And hers could be love too. It's the love of the trees.
But, you know, she's saying like she's shouting.
But she's shouting.
Well, she. You probably know. But she hasn't quite learned how to, you know, control certain things. But I believe her.
Yeah, yeah.
Most,
you
know,
certainly, yeah.
The intention.
Yeah.
The intention, not the actual action, maybe.
You know, certainly, you know, like that is true. And
so,
mm-hmm.
We have these strong things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we're talking about another time in history.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to deal with what's on our plates now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very different because the apathy is so great that sometimes people don't understand anything other than anger. Like,
then I think, you know, one can try again and again. No, is that
know,
not?
I don't know if I'm going.
No, no, like
off
no, no. I think it's really good to kind of talk about these things. Like, you know, I'm just saying, you know, suggesting another way. I can repeat it again and again.
You know, I've been battling with anger all my life.
Uh-huh.
I had a very, very angry father.
Mm-hmm.
And the one time I got through to him was when I got extremely angry and
mm-hmm.
shouted at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard me.
Yeah.
So I have a funny relationship with
yeah.
anger.
You know, no, yeah, I understand that, you know, like that, certainly. But also, I think, you know, because you haven't tried, you know, the love for kind of enough times, so maybe you say that. Yeah,
well, I haven't found the way yet.
Uh-huh.
I haven't found the way yet, totally.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I mean, I, you know, I'm not being angry mostly.
No, yeah, but you know, like, but I'm saying, you know, like, also another way,
yeah,
like one can get through, you know. Yes, please.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out that the root of the English word angry
mm-hmm.
Is from a Norse word which means grief. So I think it's maybe like a different perspective to say it's okay to be in touch with the grief that anger comes from and to be assertive about that, but not to let it turn into aggression.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Lenny Diaz.
I'll just put in a little think sometimes in my experience in living in this country for a long time, the only way in many situations to get something done
is anger. Certainly, but
it is really true. It is really true. Because you can be kind and you can be loving and you'll be ignored. But once, you know, once I just decided, you know, I wasn't doing cooperation or something, very simple. Going to the diet I was just patient, and then finally nothing. Then finally, I just got mad, and I shouted, and I screamed, and I went out the door, and I slammed the door behind me, and I went back to my room, and about 10 minutes later, the man that runs the mess was at my door, and he said, "Many will do it."
How did Mahatma Gandhi do what he did? He never got angry.
This is also a good question, you know.
I didn't hear the question.
The question is like, how did Mahatma Gandhi
change all of
India? Was able to.
Did he never get angry or was he never bad?
Neither.
I don't think that's true.
He was practicing truth and nonviolence, and he knew very well that anger is a form of violence.
I think it would be helpful to distinguish between anger as energy that arises in us, and I think until we are completely enlightened, anger will continue to arise.
Certainly.
One thing, and distinguish that between that and expression. So we have no idea what went in the minds of Jesus or Mahatma Gandhi or anyone else. But we can only look at the actions. And actually, probably more useful is to look at ourselves rather than at other people. And distinguish between, okay, anger has arose. Accept that. Accept the fact that anger has arose. But then,
and wisdom rather than just dumping
the anger
on someone.
Thank
you. Just going.
Yes.
Maybe just Lenny to finish and yeah, please.
Okay, I just there was a situation at a retreat once recently that I became quite angry at what someone did that I thought was quite unjust. And so I was having an interview with Jaya, and I asked her about that, and she suggested, or said what she does. She said that, you know, she will act like she is angry, but never stop loving on the inside.
So I think it's another way. Yes, please.
As individuals, we all have different languages of love. We all receive love in very different ways. So, what may be very loving and open and compassionate to me, an expression of that may not be received by another person because that's not their language of love. So, sometimes you have to find what bridges the gap and be able to speak in their language. So, sometimes they will need a shout, or sometimes they will need a slap or whatever. But your intention is still love. Just doing something to bridge the gap. And which to me is like, in a way, an act of higher love. It's like going outside yourself to see what does this situation really mean. It's not about me, but what does the situation mean? How will love manifest? How will I be of service in this moment? As a facilitator of love. So,
also the fifth. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I think sometimes sharing with another person the feeling of anger, and anger is usually because you're feeling afraid of something, it's the one that comes on top. But just doing that is an act of vulnerability when you share it with somebody. And to me, that's a loving thing to do. Whereas if somebody won't tell me that they're angry or what they're angry about or won't talk about it, I don't experience that as being loving. I want to hear from them and go into their world with them and then have them also hear mine.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, I think being angry, recognizing it, sharing it, and being willing to look into it is a really loving thing. And I don't get mad about stuff I don't love.
Mm-hmm.
I get angry about things I care about. So that to me is a big strength of what anger says to me. It says I care.
Yeah, it's another perspective. You know, so we have.
Can I just?
Yeah.
I think that this kind of questioning and this discussion is really valuable,
mm-hmm,
in terms of our individuality,
mm-hmm,
and the way that we come to know ourselves,
mm-hmm,
and not to suppress, and I guess to be as true to who we are in that moment at the time. And I guess I just wanted to say, but what you're talking about and what you're teaching is somebody who wants to go beyond,
yeah, individuality. You know, certainly, but also like because...
And go, yeah.
Certainly, that is true, but I really don't want to kind of, you know, set you off.
Yeah.
You understand? This is how we are. You understand? This is where we stand. So, also we have to cooperate with that, our standpoint. So I think, you know, these are, we found many, many good views to deal with anger. So I think, you know, we will apply one of them and see. Yes, please.
You talk about the non-mechanical life. Are you talking about a life guided by your heart?
Probably also heart is also mechanical, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Heart, until heart is mechanical. And when you go below the heart, kind of belly, belly life is not mechanical, you know. Certainly, it's deeper than the heart. Because heart gets influenced by my feelings, you know. And my feelings are influenced by my thought, my thinking. So, until heart, it's like individual influence. And so I think it's time to be a little quiet and probably swallow all the suggestions and, you know, see what is good for me. It's probably, I think we had many, many ways to deal with anger today. So maybe we just swallow and see what is digestive to me and digest it and be with it. Something like that.